A Marion County judge is expected to hear arguments today over whether Republican Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White is legally qualified to serve in the office to which he was elected in November. Democrats say White committed voter fraud and was ineligible to run or serve as Secretary of State. They filed a lawsuit to his election in December. The dispute stems from accusations that White voted in last May's Republican primary after moving from the address listed on his voter registration. White says it was an oversight and has refused suggestions by his own party that he step aside. A state Senate committee is expected to take a vote today on a smoking ban that includes exemptions for bars, fraternal clubs, nursing homes, and smoke shops. A couple hundred anti-smoking advocates spent Tuesday at the State House pushing for a tougher ban with fewer loopholes. One American Cancer Society lobbyist says Indiana's ban would be one of the weakest in the country. But Senate Public Policy Committee Chair Ron Alting warns the bill could die, resulting in no statewide ban if too many exemptions are removed. People working to preserve Indiana's historic buildings and neighborhoods are gathering today for a three-day state conference. The event features sessions on tax credits, funding mechanisms, saving schools, and achieving green goals. Reed Williamson, President Emeritus of Indiana Landmarks, will give a talk about Indiana changes during his tenure, including Circle Center Mall downtown and the West Baden Springs Hotel in Orange County. AAA says it will cost U.S. drivers an average of $8,800 to own and maintain their cars this year. That's up 3.4% from last year. The organization says rising gas prices, more expensive tires, and depreciation costs are the main culprits. It estimates maintenance and insurance costs, rather, will actually be lower. Time is running out for you to submit your ideas regarding the future of Monument Circle. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has the details.
The Circle City wants the Circle to be the best it can be, and with the Monument Circle Idea Competition, officials are hoping for creativity and vision. Anyone is invited to submit ideas by the Friday, April 15th deadline. There is a fee to enter at monumentcircleidea.com. Four winners will receive monetary prizes. Competition officials say they are looking for unique ideas to utilize the open space at the heart of the city of Indianapolis. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Indiana is 2 weeks away from taking part in the largest earthquake drill ever held in the Midwest. Nearly 400,000 Indiana residents are expected to participate in the Great Central U.S. Shakeout that will take place on the morning of April 19th. Indiana has the most citizens involved out of the 10 other states included in the drill. More than 1.7 million total participants are expected to take part in the exercise that is aimed at helping citizens protect themselves during an earthquake. A bill to change riverboat casino laws is moving forward at the State House. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Legislation that would allow Indiana's casinos to hold gaming events off the riverboats is moving to Governor Mitch Daniels. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the Indiana House has approved a proposal that would allow card tournaments to be hosted in adjacent hotel ballrooms or other spaces on casino property. Any off-boat events would have to be first approved by the Indiana Gaming Commission. The bill also allows the casinos, which never leave their docks, to eliminate their boat engines and sailing crews. That move could save the properties $1 million a year. Smoking will take center stage today at the State House. As Josh Weichel reports, an Indiana Senate committee is slated to vote today on a statewide smoking ban.
The bill that passed the House exempts bars, casinos, and nursing homes. About 100 American Cancer Society volunteers held a rally at the State House Tuesday pushing for the bar exemption to be removed from the legislation. Our partners at Network Indiana report Senate Public Policy Committee Chairman Senator Ron Alting has announced amendments will not be considered before a vote is taken. Amendments could be introduced if the bill reaches the Senate floor. Josh Weichel, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The National Federation of Independent Business is applauding the U.S. Senate's approval of a bill to repeal part of the federal health care law. The section currently calls on businesses to file a certain tax form for every business-to-business transaction of more than $600. The state chapter of the federation says the 1099 provision is exceedingly costly and time-consuming. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Indiana business and government leaders are working to make our state a world-class center for the life sciences. Central to this bold vision is Indiana University. Our expertise in teaching, research, and healthcare will help make a better Indiana.
Aspire Indiana Behavioral Health System, providing recovery and therapy resources for the deaf and hearing impaired in Indiana. More at aspireindiana.org.
Another Major Moves project is about to begin. Governor Mitch Daniels will join West Lafayette Mayor John Dennis and Purdue University President Franz Cordova today for a groundbreaking for the U.S. 231 bypass in the Tippecanoe County City. The University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business will host its annual diversity conference this weekend. Executives from McDonald's, Kellogg's, Bank of America, General Electric, and Whirlpool will be among those in attendance for the event. St. Francis Health has created a new position to focus on expanding the hospital's involvement with global health issues. Dr. Mercy Obeem has been named Director for Global and Community Health. The effort will involve the healthcare system's administrators, physicians, and staff. A charter school in northern Indiana has named a mechanical engineer as its first leader. Yolanda Turner-Smith will lead South Bend Career Academy. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
Partly sunny and breezy today with a high near 66 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 48. Tomorrow through Sunday, a slight chance of showers. Highs tomorrow around 68. Highs Friday and Saturday around 74. And a Sunday high around 80. Boy, does that sound nice. Right now, it's cloudy and 49 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.